Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of augmented reality with the X-Real Air 1 glasses. Buckle up, folks. This is going to be a wild ride.
Ooh, AR glasses. I'm intrigued. Are these like straight out of a sci-fi movie?
Kinda, but way more practical. Think sunglasses, but with built-in displays. You can watch videos, work on your laptop, take calls, even game on your Steam Deck. All in a pocket-sized package.
Pocket-sized? No way. So like no bulky headset?
Nope. They're like beefed-up Ray-Bans, just 84 grams. Connects to your devices with a single USB-C cable. And get this, the display is like a projector that follows you around.
Whoa, that's crazy. So what's new with these X-Real ones? Didn't they already have some AR glasses?
Oh, they've come a long way. They have this new X1 chip that changes everything. Native 3DOF, built in, so the screen moves naturally as you move your head. No more clunky adapters.
E3 what now? Sorry, I'm not up on all the tech jargon.
3DOF, 3 degrees of freedom. It just means the glasses track your head's rotation. Look up, down, side to side. The virtual screen stays put or follows you, depending on the mode.
Gotcha! So it's like super responsive?
Blazing fast. 3 millisecond motion to photon latency, compared to over 20 milliseconds on the older model, even faster than the Vision Pro.
Faster than the Vision Pro? Seriously? Those cost a fortune.
Yeah, and these are only $500. Plus, improved picture quality, less blurry edges, it's a huge jump. You can even adjust the IPD in the software. It's wild.
IPD? Okay, another one for the glossary. Is that important?
Super important. Interpupillary distance. It's the distance between your pupils. Adjusting it ensures optimal viewing. Everyone's eyes are different, you know?
Right. So you can customize it for like perfect vision?
Exactly. And there are tons of other settings too, built right into the glasses. Screen size, image distance, color temperature, no need for a separate app. Oh, and the audio is tuned by Bose. Makes a huge difference.
Bose audio? Nice. So what's it actually like using them? Give me the real world scoop.
Okay, so three main things. Entertainment, gaming, and work. I was skeptical about the work part, but they really surprised me.
Work? In AR glasses? I can't even picture that.
Right? But the ultra-wide display is amazing for editing. You can see your whole timeline without scrolling. Perfect for Final Cut Pro on a Mac.
Huh. That's interesting. But what about like typing? Don't you need to see your keyboard?
That's the beauty of it. These are glasses, not a headset. You can see your keyboard, your hands, the world around you. It's less immersive, sure, but it's also less disorienting.
I see what you mean. So not fully VR, but still useful.
Super useful. I even take phone calls and video calls on them. Built-in mic and speakers. It's so convenient.
Any downsides? Gotta be some catch, right?
Well, they're not perfect. Small text can be a little blurry, especially compared to something like the Vision Pro. And, yeah, you do get some light bleed because they're glasses. But honestly, for $500, these are a game changer.
So would you recommend them?
Absolutely. Especially if you're looking for a portable, affordable way to enjoy movies, games, or even just boost your productivity. Huge upgrade from older AR glasses.
Sounds awesome. Where can people learn more?
Check out the link in the description below. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.